I don't know about you. I used to love just sometimes when I lived in a little village. I used to love a little Friday night down the pub. In fact, I still do it now and again.
Well,
and
it's just a nice thing to do, don't they?
Yeah,
in a little
friendly
village
and all that. Well, what we thought we'd do is, as the weekend is approaching, we'd have a little bit of a feature called
Pub Watch.
We haven't got a jingle.
No, we need one, don't we?
Producer John?
Can we make it sound sexy in any way, Producer John? Pub Watch, make a jingle in...
Leave it to me, love. Ready?
Two, go.
Oh, I need my fader at first.
Oh,
I've got some music ready.
Wow, everyone's waiting in their cars, John. It's Friday morning,
right.
It's happening.
You've laid on the pressure of... Pubbity pub, pubbity pub, pum pum pubbity, pubbity pub, pubbity pub, pub pub, pubbity pub, pubbity pub.
That's actually better than I was expecting.
Please drink responsibly. We have low expectations, and that literally busted through the ceiling. Here we go. The reason we're doing this is because there are a couple of big stories about pubs this morning.
There certainly are. That there, Rod Stewart. He only went and visited Sheen Mill in Melbourne near Royston. What did he get? Did he have a normal pint? No, he did. He had a quick coffee, a cheeky coffee, and a bacon and egg sarnie.
Yes.
It's nice that you can be famous and eat in private. No one knows what you're eating. Then he went off to watch his son. I think his son's called Alastair. He was playing football nearby. Quite fun, though. If you're just minding your pint in the corner, and Rob Stewart locks in with his leopard print trousers and massive hair.
I have to say, there's a photo actually on a Hartford County News
Twitter.
Tell
me he was wearing his leopard print trousers.
If you have a look at the picture, you'll see the hair is properly Rod Stewart going
on.
Okay,
good.
He's got a picture of him in the landlord, which you just saw, which is great. I don't think he's got the leopard skin trousers on, but you kind of think, if there's people in a pub drinking and Rod Stewart comes in, how long before people start going,
sing us
oi,
a song.
Do you think I'm sexy and all that? You know what people are like. We've had a few drinks. It seems funny at the time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Here's the other pub story this morning. So from Royston to St Albans, and the Peacock Arms, formerly known as now the Peacock, there's a bit of a kerfuffle, right?
Oh, I love a right kerfuffle.
Because on the side of the pub they'd painted St Albans Finest, all right? But what they'd done is they put St Albans N'S.
Oh, no, and the Grammar Police came out.
Oh, big time.
Oh, you've
big
got
time.
To fear the Grammar Police.
The Grammar Police's base is actually in St Albans.
Eating their straight croissants.
They do. They have their head office there. So you can imagine the kerfuffle. So what happened was they realised it should be N'S'.
Yes.
So after all the kerfuffle, they've gone and changed the sign, and all is right with the world.
Oh my goodness, order has resumed.
Yeah, good
love
stuff.
Love it. I feel like we need the jingle at the
I
end.
I do,
as
yeah.
Well,
can we have
you?
It at the end, please? Pubbity pub, pubbity pub, pub, pubbity pub, pubbity pub, pub, pubbity pub, pub. Can I stop now?
Is it Friday?
Yes, please do.
Please drink responsibly.
possibly my favourite jingle ever.
Look for more pub stories. We want to bring back Pubbity Pub next week.